The destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
What's going on, AfterBuzzers? Welcome to Host Highlights Episode 6. I'm your host, Olivia Gabri, and tonight I'm highlighting the lovely Lucretia Lyon.
Hey, guys.
What's going on? Thanks so much for coming. I know she's fresh out of an after show and moved right into the other studio, so thank you for joining me. So how long have you been with AfterBuzz?
I have been with AfterBuzz for a little bit over 2 years.
For 2 years? Yeah. And what got your foot in the door? How'd you find out?
Well, the funny thing is I was at a hosting class for Marky Costello. And about a year before I wound up coming in, I had come in based on, you know, people in the class telling me about this. I went to, like, an orientation, but I didn't really get in. Like, then I saw a posting almost a year later on Craigslist looking for hosts for a general hospital after show. Yeah. And so, of course, I applied because I'm a big soap opera nerd. Mm-hmm. And then I meet with this guy, James Lott Jr., who then tells me he's at AfterBuzz doing Days of Our Lives. And, like, now they went. I was like, oh, I went in there. And then that's how I came in. James brought me in to host General Hospital.
That's so funny how, you know, like, you try and then later down the road it comes up again. That actually happened to me, too. I mean, in a different way. But, you know, you're finally here. Did you always want to be a host or be in front of the camera?
Yeah, for the most part. I actually am a stand-up comedian, but the funny thing is I started doing stand-up and always kind of wanted to be a comedian, but I wanted to be a comedic host because people that I look up to are like Dennis Leary, Adam Carolla, Jimmy Kimmel, all of who have certainly a hosting background, whether it's just podcasting or radio, or like Jimmy Kimmel has his own late-night talk show. He got to be David Letterman, who was his hero, so
Yeah, I feel like the best hosts always are comedians, you know, all the late night guys, well, and females, you know, they are comedians, but I did notice because I was creeping on your Twitter beforehand, and I was looking at your tweets, I was like, damn, she's kind of funny, and then I looked you up more, I was like, oh, she's actually a comedian, it all makes sense.
Does one do porn, or does porn do you? Or what was it today, my country music song?
Yeah.
Howdy, then, y'all, like, I've got as many degrees on my wall as D's in my bra, I mean, and apparently they can see one of those.
Yeah, I was cracking up in one of your pin tweets, too, I don't know, I was dying, but little plug, check out her Twitter. So, you do the soap block here at AfterBuzz on Sundays, and that's how you got your in, but I feel like, I mean, you do so many shows here, don't you?
Yeah, like, so, I actually recently quit regularly doing General Hospital just because I have so much else going on, and, you know, it's a soap opera, it's 5 days a week of watching, and then a Sunday night, but I still love my soap fans, and, you know, I'll probably show up from time to time, just like James did the same thing.
Yeah.
We leave, but we never really leave.
Right.
But, yeah, like, I do a lot of the CW stuff, I will say, because I'm a big, big nerd. Like, I love Legends of Tomorrow and Supergirl, which are two shows I've done. And I've actually, you know, even did Arrow for last year. And I still love the show, even though some people have fallen out of love with it. But
what do you think the best part about being able to be a part of AfterBuzz is?
Well, as I say, like, I moved to L.A. by myself. Mm-hmm. I really didn't know anyone, and so it was very isolating for the first 2 years I lived here. But once I got to AfterBuzz, like, it was nice to come to a place where they encourage you to hang out with each other, and they would do things so that we would, you know, throw us parties or just, like, try to help us meet people or free classes and things like that. So instead of paying $300 a month like I was doing to go to Marky's class and meet people and network, this place is a place where I can come without having to pay and meet people. And I've made some of my best friends here.
Yeah, me too, 100%. Do you feel like, I mean, you did take those classes, but do you feel like AfterBuzz has contributed to your growth as a host or a comedian in any way?
Oh, definitely. I mean, the thing is like, everything you get better at by practicing. Mm-hmm. And to me, every time you go out there is practice, whether it's, you know, an open mic. And that's the thing is now I don't feel like I have to do open mics. I can almost practice my jokes at AfterBuzz without having to be in a skeezy bar like Gorky's.
100%. No, I get it. Do you, and I mean, doing soap operas and doing, like, the CW stuff, I feel like the super fans are so huge, especially the ones that watch here at AfterBuzz. Tell me a little bit about that, like, your interactions with the fans.
Well, I consider myself the voice of the people. I am always the one that reads the live chat, and I really try to be very interactive with the fans, even when they don't like me. Sorry, liaison fans, that's for you. And if you don't like caramel... whatever. We all know they'll get it back together. They're a real-life couple, guys.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. How? Well, what's that like? Like, how do you deal with, you know, the positive and the negatives of people in the comments?
Well, that is interesting to me that it's been a big problem this week, especially. Like, I've gotten so much hate on Twitter for, you know, shipper fans. And that's why forever I didn't want to say anything too much about a couple. But I'm like, you know what? This is my platform to say who I like and who I don't like. And the thing is I never engage in attacking people. I know the one of the things, because my feed was, like, literally full of it for, like, 2 days.
Wait, but what did you say that set people off so much?
Oh, yeah. Like, here, I actually could pull up the tweet because, like, people are still tweeting me about it for, like, 2 days
later.
You
just commented on a couple on the show? A
couple from Supergirl. And I'm like, I host the after show, but it's been blowing up Twitter.
Wow.
I'm like, Reed Caramel, which is Kara Mon-El for you people who don't watch the CW.
Yeah.
And Kara is Supergirl, and okay. Mon-El is also, he's a Daxamite, which is a rival, you know, alien group of people to the Kryptons.
Okay.
But yeah, it's like, if they don't get back together, then what kind of message does that send? Barry and Ollie, which would be the Flash and the Green Arrow, both got married at the end of Crisis on Earth X, so why can't our female heroes have the same ending? Just saying. But apparently, this made people very angry. And that's why, I mean, I really... there's a part of you that's like, oh, I hate these people.
Well, you're only they're all human.
Like, and then, you know, and then there's the other part that you're like, that's really sad.
Yeah, but at the same time, I almost think of it like... I mean, they're listening to your opinion, and that's what's kind of great about having a platform like AfterBuzz, because as a host, you're speaking on something that you're passionate about, so for you, it's like that superhero-type world, and if you want to comment on it, you want to comment on it, and the best thing is people are interacting with you.
Well, and that's what I said, is like, this is so positive in a lot of ways, because my engagement on Twitter, I've gotten so many more followers, even if they're following me just to say mean things to me. I'm like, hey, it makes me look better. I mean, and two, I mean, this was sort of my response, and it's like, maybe instead of, like, attacking people for making a dumb comment, because, you know, it wasn't the most well-thought-out comment, I'll admit that, about fictional characters in a TV show, one should consider using their efforts and need to respond to other more influential people, like, you know, President of the United States, maybe, about stuff that actually matters.
Yeah.
You know, and then, of course, drop the mic GIF, because it's Twitter. We gotta use GIFs.
Right. But, you know, it's the one thing I've learned about while being at AfterBuzz, you know, you don't realize how... I mean, you're a super fan of the show, of course, but there's so many people out there that are so passionate about it, but... do you feel like you've developed a thicker skin being on camera?
Yeah, I mean, I've always sort of had a thick skin because I grew up with an odd background in a very conservative community.
Yeah.
I will say, so I got my thick skin as a kid. Right. But yeah, honestly, doing stand-up and things like this where you see a lot of people give a lot of hate on the internet or just, you know, like Jimmy Kimmel's mean tweets, things like that.
Yeah.
Like, I must be so cool if these people are looking for me and arguing with me and saying this. Or at least that's how I like to look at it.
No, that's and that's how you should look at it. Do you feel like, you know, aside from being able to be on camera and talk about things that you actually love, do you feel like you've gotten any other cool opportunities out of AfterBuzz? Like, I saw you went to Comic-Con, didn't you?
Yes, actually, I have luckily been able to go to San Diego Comic-Con every year since I moved here, which was part of my dream. And this was the first year that I actually got to be press, and a lot of that had to do with my work here at AfterBuzz. I didn't go representing AfterBuzz, but I wouldn't have gotten that opportunity without it. And it was great because I got to interview the Psych cast, which is one of my favorite shows, and the movie is on tonight, guys, which I got to talk to them about with Zachary Levi.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, so I will be running out of here to watch that.
Did you ever like envision the fact that you could sit down with these people that, you know, you are watching on television and now you're just sitting next to them talking to them about it?
No, and that's sort of the thing, is I really never expected that part of it, and being able to hang out, like, because it is sort of interesting to see, like, you know, James Roday and Gus, you know, Dulé Hill. I'm like, oh, no, I don't want to call him by his character name. Dulé, yeah, James Roday and Dulé Hill were just as fun as you'd expect them to be.
Yeah.
And that's always so nice to see, when you're like, okay, I grew up, like, watching this show, I love this show, but you never want these people to be jerks. And
yeah.
So it's always good. I never envisioned being there, but it was so special to do it. Just like, I got to go to the Hall H Supernatural panel.
Mm-hmm. Too, and so that was like a big moment for you.
Yeah, Kansas opened it up with Wayward Son. Like, Kansas came to Comic-Con
to
play their unofficial theme.
Wow.
Yeah, it's because, it's our 13th year with the show.
Yeah, so it's like something that's a staple, like legendary. So aside from hosting here at AfterBuzz, you have a couple other projects that you do as well. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, like, right now I'm doing a lot more stand-up and working on getting some dates at Flappers, which is, you know, still a big passion of mine. But I also am working on a few projects. My own podcast, Mrs. Brightside, which, again, you know, obviously timely to discuss more of a positive way of looking at things, whether it's, you know, your opinions on Trump or the, you know, online bullying is a good example of stuff I want to talk about, but always sort of giving a positive spin on things. And I just, you know, did guest it on the Will and Grace After Show, and the whole point of the Christmas episode was about, you know, how it used to be worse, and we will get better eventually. And that's sort of a nice way of framing what the idea of this podcast is it's in order to be funny and light, and, you know, it's kind of from a bit that Adam Carolla did, Mr. Brightside, long before the Killer song, where he sort of looked at the positive way of things, and it's just taking that more of like an hour format of talking with somebody about something bothering them and just how we can frame that into a positive instead of a negative.
So are you typically, like, an optimist outside of your podcast? Or is that your outlet to try to push yourself to be?
The funny thing is I finally think I am an optimist, even though my nickname in school was Daria, which was a cartoon with the, very impressed. Like, that was my nickname. And so it's funny to see that people like me and Adam Carolla have become the positive side.
Yeah.
When, you know, he's known for complaining.
Right.
But, you know, it is just all in how you look at it. And as I said, I'm Mrs. Brightside, where the glass is always half full.
I admire that.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes, I mean, especially in this world now, it's really hard to force yourself to look at the bright side sometimes, you know. But aside from that, you have a couple others. So you have your podcast, and then you do some other hosting as well, right?
Yes. Like, one of the things that I've been working a lot with is in the cannabis culture here in LA because of the legalization coming in January for marijuana for all patients, not just people holding a medical card. And that's always been a passion of mine because CBD and then just medical marijuana, it sort of is part of the reason I was able to get out and be positive. And it's helped me a lot, as well as CBD helps my dog survive and her hip doesn't hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So I started a funny show that will be hopefully on THC.com in January.
Yes.
It's called Dopra, which is the Oprah of weed. So it was a cute, like, I asked me in to maybe be a vice reporter, and I may be doing some correspondent work with a few different things, but I'm like, you know what, I have a better idea.
Yeah.
Let's, you know, instead of getting all investigative, let's make this, you know, a very straight morning news, daytime talk show, just as, you know, Martha Stewart would do.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got a show with Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
But yeah, like Martha, Wendy, you know, all my favorite ladies. But make it very morning news, but very straight and educational.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've got a lot of vendors we're working with to have them come in and show, you know, proper ways to use their products. Great, you know, things you can make. Because I'm actually secretly, like, a little bit Martha Stewart. I love crafting and baking and things like that. Yeah.
I think that's great because, you know, once the new year hits, like, there's going to be a lot of people wondering about stuff like this, and they're going to be looking to people like you for information. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and that's the thing, is I want to get the information out there, and I want to educate people, but I also want it to be fun, because it is funny. I mean, That's the thing, is marijuana is helpful, but it's also hilarious.
Right.
I mean, Half-Baked, still one of the best movies, and Cheech and Chong. I mean, yeah, I know.
And the fact that people are getting even more comfortable with it now is a great thing. Like, you ever think that Martha Stewart would have a show with Snoop Dogg? Like, come on now. So for us as hosts, you know, there's so many different avenues that are open now, so it's great. Any other projects or any other things you want to tell us about?
Yeah, actually, there's a cool project I've been working on here at AfterBuzz for about a month now. We're doing Horror TV Weekly on Sunday nights. It's right after the Supernatural After Show, which I also do, and corresponding at 9 and 10 p.m. on Sundays if you watch live. And it's a pretty good little show. We talk about all the news in horror TV. Also, we'll do some segments like we did a Where Are They Now with the Midnight Society for Are You Afraid of the Dark, since they're coming up with a movie and things like that. And we'll have some specials maybe for The Walking Dead mid-season finale on Sunday.
Oh, that's great. See, that's a good thing. I mean, I know we're evolving here after Buzz a bit, but for, like, horror movie fans, they could just tune in and get their weekly dose, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and, too, it's a great place where we can talk about stuff that, you know, maybe doesn't have an after show like Lucifer, which is a show I love. But, yeah, you know, that way I can let people know what's going on there. Yeah,
all right. Well, thank you for joining me. So we can catch you on AfterBuzz TV on Sundays, you said, the 9 and 10 block.
Yes.
Any other days you're here?
For the Supergirl and Legends of Tomorrow after show, I believe we'll be keeping the same time slot for Supergirl because it will have the same time slot as a show when it comes back in January, which is at 10 p.m. on Monday nights.
Okay.
And then for Legends of Tomorrow, we'll see because it will be switching to Mondays in February. So,
okay, you know, so we'll keep an eye out for that. All right, and where can everybody find you on social media and tweet you positive things?
You guys can always find me at LACRETIALYON anywhere on the internet since there is only one.
And I'm Olivia Gebre. You can hit me up at @TheReal_O_G, and we'll see you next week. Thanks, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.